a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Come on in for an evening of poems and stories about the American West. A land of legend, of romance, of friendship and courage. A motherlode of remembrance. A true showcase of the Old West with the old cowboy, J.C. Hulsey.
Howdy, folks. I'm the old cowboy. I hope all of you had a great Christmas, and I hope Santa Claus was good to all the young ones. A couple of episodes ago, we had a special show with Kurt Corsair, where we let him tell his story with songs. This episode, we're going to go ahead with the interview and perhaps learn a little bit more about him. We'll be visiting with him a little later. Now, I don't normally share my private life on the show, but the last couple of months have been tough. And let me share this. I've been around quite a few years, and I've witnessed a lot of evil things and evil folks in that time. But I recently witnessed evil that surpassed anything I've seen in all of my 75-plus years. I've heard of folks being possessed by the devil, but I've always taken that statement with a grain of salt, until a couple of months ago. I've seen what I thought to be a sweet, wholesome young person turn into a monster and turn honest, decent folks around them into carbon copies. Let me tell you, folks, I was completely fooled and taken in by this person. Now, I'm not one to tell tales and call names, and I'm not going to do that now. What I'm going to do is ask each of you listening to pray for my family, because that's all we can do at this time. I reckon sometimes we forget who's in charge and try to take control of things, but the bottom line here is we ain't in charge. So I, a very strong-willed person that doesn't want to admit my weaknesses and doesn't ask others for anything, I'm now asking you to pray for my family. Now let's get back to the show. I've said it many times in the past, and I'm going to say it again. As much as I dislike the Internet, I have to admit there are many folks I wouldn't have met if not for the Internet. Almost every day I meet someone with so much talent that at times it seems to be oozing from them. And one of the things I like about these folks is they ain't hiding that talent. They're doing everything in their power to share it with the world. And I hope the Wild West Showdown is helping them do just that. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have a talent? Are you sharing that talent with others? This question brings to mind a parable in the Bible about talents. Of course, I'm paraphrasing this, but there was one man that hid his talent away. And because he hid it, it was taken away from him. What I'm trying to say is I believe with all my heart each and every one of us has a God-given talent. And I want to encourage you to discover what that talent is and to share it before it's taken away. Now, I didn't mean to start preaching, but as I said, I believe what I said wholeheartedly. Now, let's listen to some music. Here's one of those talented folks I was talking about. This young lady's name is Carolyn Martin, and she's going to sing, "I'm Confessing That I Love You."
Confessing that I love you, tell me that you love me too. I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. I need you every moment, in your eyes I read such strange things. Still your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me, all in life on you depends. I'm a-guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. confessing that I love you. Tell me that you love me too. I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. I need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things. Still your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. I'm a guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Now I ask you, is that young lady talented or what? As you all know, Outlaws Publishing LLC is our sponsor, and the new year is looking great for us. We now have several new authors that just signed this month of December 2016. We have several other authors in the Amazon bestseller list with plans to push more to that coveted spot. We're in negotiations with several other publishing houses to acquire their catalog of titles, making Outlaws Publishing one of the largest catalogs of Western titles available to the readers. It was our goal from the very first day to help authors, all authors, to be published and to enjoy that glorious feeling of seeing their name as author on a book. And that's still our goal. So if you're a new author, a wannabe author, or a published author and are in need of a little help, then let us know. We're extremely easy to find, extremely easy to work with, and we are eager to hear from you. Now how about some more of that great singing? This is Cody Riley, Both Sides of the Wall.
Well, there's something here between us, and it chills us to the bone, and it's silent and uneasy, but it's as real as brick or stone. And it's so hard to reach around it, hell, we never touch at all. Of the wall. And once our love was strong enough to melt these ember stones, but a frigid wind came blowing in, and the world around us froze. Summer, spring, or fall, this sure stays cold on both sides of the wall. Fire at all, and it sure stays cold on
I mentioned a little earlier about meeting folks on the internet. Well, this next young man does it all. This composition I'm going to play is all him. When I say all him, he's doing it all. Vocals by Fatboy James. Rhythm and lead guitar, Fatboy James. Bass guitar, Fatboy James. Harmonica by Fatboy James. Now here's No Destination by none other than Fatboy James. You know, the computer can be a marvelous tool, or it can drive a person up the wall and make him want to pull out his hair. Outlaws Publishing is a fairly new company, and being a fledgling company, the old cowboy is always looking for a way to save money. Free is one of my favorite words, and as you know, there ain't a whole lot of that hanging around. So what's the next best thing to free? Cheap, C-H-E-A-P, you betcha, cheap is good too. This young man I'm going to tell you about ain't free, and some might not consider him cheap. But the thing I like about him is his honesty, his trustworthiness, his loyalty, and he's extremely easy to work with. He goes the second mile, so to speak. Let me give you an example of what just happened. I told him I needed a job done, and I'd pay $25. Now, this is just an example. He told me he'd do it for $20. Now, that made the old cowboy feel good. Not many folks are willing to help the other person like that. They're only interested in how much money they're going to get out of it. Let me say one other thing. When I use the word cheap, I in no way meant to imply that what he does is cheap or not up to par. It's top-notch work at a reasonable price. The bottom line on what I've just shared with you is I, as an individual, and as the founder owner of Outlaws Publishing LLC, highly recommend this young man for any publicity work you might need done. His name is Nick Whale, and he's the publicist for Outlaws Publishing. You can take a look at his website at nickwhale.org or drop him an email at nick@nickwhale.org. It's real simple, folks. Check him out. Now let's visit with a guest. We want to welcome to the Wild West Showdown today singer-songwriter Kurt Corsair. Welcome, Mr. Corsair.
Well, thanks for having me.
You've been writing songs and poems for quite a while, haven't you?
Oh, really kicked in about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. How old are you now?
I'm 48.
How many songs would you say you've written?
A little over 100 that are worth talking about, I guess.
Do you remember the first one you wrote?
Oh, yeah, I wrote it a long time ago. My first Buckaroo job I had in Eastern Oregon. It's called Buckaroo Cowboy. It's kind of my signature song, I guess.
You do a lot of traveling around singing?
Oh, I'm getting more of it. It don't pay real good. I stay local mostly, but I usually play through the summertime. And I had a weekly gig down here at Walsenburg at a historic hotel patio. It's been pretty good to me. See a different bunch of people every week coming from all over the country, headed up in the mountains. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, you mentioned money. Is this how you make your living, by singing?
No, I'm a little starved to death rancher, too. Bunch of cows. And
you got a ranch? How big is it?
Oh, it's not very big. I lease most of the ground, working on about 1,000 acres, but that doesn't run a lot of cattle out here. It takes about 40 acres for one cow out here, so I've been leasing enough to keep ahead, but I only had about 60 cows, so I live off grid and try to not spend too much money, but I've always lived that way, cowboying. So.
Okay, you mentioned living off the grid. Now, some folks might not understand what that means. You want to explain it to us?
Well, there's no power poles where I'm at. I don't even have a county road coming there. Where my camp is, I built the road to it, so it's a remote deal with no electricity.
Living like a real cowboy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so. There's quite a few people out here have to ranch like that. It's a remote area.
If you could change it in any way, would you?
Well, wouldn't mind having a little more money, but I don't really need that too bad. I'm pretty happy with the way I got it. The price of freedom.
Price of freedom. Are you married? Do you have a family?
Well, that's why I started writing, I guess. 10 years ago, she took off, and I ended up with raising the two boys. I've been single dad for almost 11 years, I guess.
Okay. Your boys live with you?
Yeah, one of them's grown up, and he's got him a job, and the other one's still in high school. But
you also write poetry?
No, songs or story songs. They're work as poems, most of them that I write. They're almost all story songs. Either this Western life, or I've got enough for a big love song album now. I've been trying to get recorded, and I've got some classic country and love songs and a lot of cowboy songs.
Okay, you mentioned getting it produced or published. How many CDs do you have published right now?
Well, I got 3. They're self-made. I've been getting a lot of attention on Facebook. I mean, I've got some 1,500 to 8,500 views. I've been releasing a song every week and trying to get noticed. And I've got a lot of people maxed out my 5,000 friend list and sure getting a lot of good comments. I thought I was the only one who missed real music, but apparently not.
No, you're not the only one. And I thought the same thing. But, man, there is a boodle of people out there that like the classic country music.
Yeah, they really like the cowboy songs. And a lot of people that aren't cowboys, but they understand it. It's really been all over the world. I've got friends from all over the world now who they love a cowboy song.
If you were to get a big publishing contract, a big record contract, let's say, how would that change your life, do you think?
Probably not very much. I kind of like my life. I might get my solar energy hooked up quicker.
Okay.
But I like living the way I live.
Let's back up a little bit and tell me where you were born and where you grew up. Of course, we know where you're living now.
I was born in central Kansas in Rush County. My younger brother's the sheriff of Rush County, Kansas. My dad shot horses for extra money, and from the time I can remember, I was wanting to get on one of them and leave, so I did. Me and my brother, I got five brothers, so one of them and another kid got on them and left for Montana when we got out of high school. We rode all the way up there, just saddle tramps. We ended up started working big ranches and liked it.
How much time do you spend on horseback each day?
Oh, not anymore. We had a 40,000 acre place leased next door to where I'm at now, and we'd run a couple thousand yearlings in the summer and cow. So it was about 3 days a week. But I've kind of gotten lazy now. I don't have to ride that much, but we're still horseback quite a bit. There's really not any other way to get to some of this country.
You mentioned being on Facebook, getting your songs out there. Do you have a marketing plan or anything like that? Publicist, somebody to help you do this kind of stuff?
No, it's all been me. I've actually sold out of my CDs since I got popular. I've got some more getting made, and then I need to record 3 or 4 more albums, which was kind of the reason for getting on the Facebook and hoping I'd get noticed and that maybe somebody would help me. To do that right, it costs a lot of money to go to a studio and do it, so it's a little tough.
A lot of those songs you're putting on Facebook, you're recording those on your phone, aren't you?
Yeah, I do everything on the phone. That's the only computer I got. I get online through a smartphone, and they're really quite a tool. The video quality's pretty good. And
are you working on a new song now?
I just wrote one a couple weeks ago. I don't know why they hit me. I catch them before they get away. So I could walk out of here and get hit with a song, and you better find a pencil and start writing it down.
You mentioned a little earlier there that's when you started writing, was when your wife left.
Yeah.
That was an inspiration at that time. What do you use for inspiration today that might make you want to write something down? You mentioned that you don't really know, but can you maybe put a name to it?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of hard to explain. It's just something that popped into your head. Somebody will say something sometimes of the line or something, but that last one I wrote was called High Lonesome Rider, and I started remembering getting stuck in the mountains with an early snow in Oregon, and we had a tough time getting them cattle out of there because it started snowing. Just that chill and that air made me relive that, so I wrote a song. Another fella from down there in Texas, he called me up, said, I got a line for you. What the heck was it? I got llamas and longhorns and long-legged ladies, I think that's what he said, and I changed it around to kind of do a little satire on the Colorado pot life, all the extra traffic we've inherited since they legalized marijuana here.
So what you're saying is you just get inspiration from every direction, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I put a post on my Facebook to warn people that you might become subject matter for a song.
Okay, you said that you and your brothers rode from Kansas to Montana on horseback?
And I'd been working 6 days a week since I was 13 for a truck company twisting ranches, and never really kind of a burnout already. When the time I got out of high school, all summer and after school, and they said, why don't we just go to Montana and be a cowboy? So why not? We had horses, and we got a pack mule and didn't know nothing. I didn't know Sikkim. I don't know how we ever made it.
How many miles was that?
About 1,800 miles. I ended up at the Matador out of Dillon. Got a cowboy job, finally.
Got a cowboy job. Has there ever been a time in your life that you've gotten discouraged and says, I'm just not going to do it this way anymore?
Meaning cowboying or
what? Cowboying, songwriting. Well, yeah, basically all of it, yeah.
Yeah, the songwriting, what kept me going when I felt like that. And every time I would kind of think I felt that way, I'd go back to family visit in Kansas. And as soon as I hit Denver and had to go through there, I turned around and went back in the mountain.
Okay. You're on Facebook. Again, give us your Facebook name.
Kurt Corsair on there if you want to check out video. That's my best medium at the moment.
All right, that'd be the best way for somebody to get in touch with you then, is that right?
Yeah, they can contact me through there.
We've enjoyed visiting with you today on the Wild West Showdown, and I want you to know that you're always welcome to come back and visit anytime.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Here's our guest, Kurt Corsair, singing an original song, Last of the Breed.
Be the last of the old school cowboys that almost forgotten dying breed. Weathered face and a furrowed brow, one man still true to the creed. Now he's out of place in his own country, where cowboys were king. Still blazing trails, now no one followed. They all took the path. Selfishness and greed never helped someone unless it helped you. It's not your business. What else could you do? Well, that's not someone he could be. Raise your glass to the last cowboy, to the last of the dying breed. Hear his silent voice of crying, 'cause no one taking heed. So he rides on the far horizon, he's always looking back, but seldom seen. He's the spirit of this country, one last reminder what we used to be. And he won't wear chains, take his place in line. What you can't pin down, you must set free. Interstate stream, he's headed up to the distant mountains. No roads go, the last chance to be free. But he knows soon they'll come to stop him. Freedom has become a dangerous thing. It might just spread. That won't do. One rebel alone could start a stampede. So he travels light and he leaves no sign, but he's always there, just below the sky, silhouette, and then a dream, a silhouette. So raise your glass to the last cowboy, to the last of the dying breed. Hear his silent voice of crying, 'cause no one is taking heed. So he rides on that far horizon, he's always looking back, but he's seldom seen. He's the spirit of this country, one last reminder what we used to be. Then he won't wear chains or take his place in line. What you can't pin down, you must set free. What you can't pin down, you must set free.
Now let's listen to Chad Prather with his thought for the day.
Hey, here's another shameless video. I keep getting messages from people who say, Chad, it's great that you're doing well and you're getting better and you're finding all this healing, but you don't understand. My life is worthless and I feel unuseful. You just don't know what all I've been through. Well, here's a $20 bill. If I took it and handed it to you, guess what? You would take it from me. Why? Because it's worth 20 bucks. But before you took it, I need to warn you, it's been through some things. Somebody probably took it, rolled it up, used it to snort drugs up their nose. Could have been used to buy a prostitute. Maybe, possibly, was used in the funding of a terrorist attack, which cost people their innocent lives. I can wad this thing up, not a pretty 20, crumpled piece of paper, but no matter what condition I hand it to you in, you're still going to take it. Why? Because no matter what it's been through, it hasn't lost its worth. Same with you, except you're worth far more than $20. You're useful, and you're worth a whole lot. No matter what you've been through, no matter what abuse you've received or what's been done to you, put your life in the right hands, and trust me, you're going to be just fine.
Well, another year has come and gone. I remember when I was younger, a lot younger, time seemed to go so, so slow. But now that I'm on the shady side of life, time rushes by like a raging river. It goes so fast that sometimes I'm afraid I won't be able to do everything that I think needs to be done. Yet when I reflect back on the things that I've accomplished in my life, some say I should be satisfied. Yet I'm not. Not as long as the ideas and the projects flash through this old brain of mine. There's so much that I feel needs to be done. And I know it can be accomplished, but only with your help. How can I help, you may ask? Just keep doing what you've been doing. Continue to support the Wild West Showdown by listening. Continue to write stories. And continue to read. Now we want to thank our singers Carolyn Martin, Cody Riley, Fatboy James for allowing us to share their music today. And as always, we thank Chad Prather for his thought for the day. And thanks to Kurt Corsair for being our special guest today. The next episode of the Wild West Showdown will be in the new year, 2017. And I'm looking forward to it by making Outlaws Publishing, LLC, one of the largest Western publishers in the book business. You know, that can only happen with your continued support. This is the Old Cowboy wishing you a Happy New Year and saying adios and happy trails.
Come on back next week to the Wild West Showdown with the Old Cowboy, J.C. Holsey.